Baby, hey, will you tell me what's wrong? I know something's wrong when you're up this late. What's bothering you? Exams? Are you nervous? Are you feeling a little too stressed? Baby, come here. Let me hold you, please. Yeah, come here. No. I know it's a really stressful time for you. And I wish I could. I wish I could somehow make it better for you. But hopefully my words will give you some comfort somehow. You know, how it feels to be nervous and stressed over studying for an exam, even if you put so much effort and hours into studying, you can't help but you can't help but just be a little nervous and angsty. It's normal. I want you to know that regardless of how you do on that exam, you'll be fine, okay? Yes, you will, okay? Look, do you remember all the times that I felt the same way? And you gave me some comfort? I thought I was going to die after doing that evolutionary biology exam. But I didn't. You know, whatever result you end up getting on that exam, I want you to know and I want you to remember that doesn't define who you are, okay? That piece of paper with that stupid number on it, it doesn't determine your worth. It's not reflective of your value. It's not. I know that sometimes it feels like it is, but I can assure you that it's not. It's one exam, it's one grade out of everything else that you've already done and that you will do in the future. I mean, right now it seems big, but later on it's just going to be nothing but a small memory. If you even remember it at all, it's very minuscule in the long run. It doesn't matter if it's a bad result. It only means it's just one bad result in a group of so many other good results and so many other good work that you've already done. Don't let this exam undermine you. I mean, I know it's easier to be said than done, but believe me, Okay, baby. Because you've always believed in me. And I never stop believing in you. No matter what you do. No matter what the results are. Because I know that everything will be okay for you. And if, and even if after you take the exam and you don't feel so good, that's okay too. Because I get those feelings. And if you want nothing more than to just cry, I'll be here for you. Oh, sorry, my voice is just dying. Oh, I'm sorry, baby. Yes, I'm a little dehydrated. But it's okay, this is more important right now. I'll get some water after. But please remember that your value, your worth, who you are, it's not determined by this one exam out of so many others that you've already done and you will do in the future. Okay? However you feel after the exam, it doesn't matter. If you want for us to just unwind and relax after your exam, we'll do that. We could order some takeout, or we could cook. Although, I don't think you want to relive that experience of me cooking for you. We'll be in our comfy clothes. You know, some sweats, hoodies, anything. We'll create our little couch fort. And we'll watch movies. And you don't have to tell me how you feel. You don't have to tell me anything. I'll just hold you. And I'll give you some loving kisses. And whisper sweet nothings into your ear. Because you deserve the best. And I'm sorry that I can't do anything more but to give you these kind of words as comfort. I wish I could take that feeling and just give you all of my feelings of endless happiness and belief in you. But I know you'll do okay, baby. I know. It's stressful. It's nerve-wracking, it's overwhelming, but in the end, I know you'll make it, and you'll be okay. And if you don't want to be with me tomorrow, that's okay too. But I would prefer it if you weren't alone. So whatever you want to do after, let me know. You can do anything. Anything at all to help you take your mind off things. And for me to say that's not all yours again. Because I know you would do the same for me. It doesn't matter what other people say or what English is hard, baby. That's why I'm not an English major. Anyways, it doesn't matter what kind of misconceptions people will have about intelligence and the way it is measured. But I'm telling you right now, that exam, and I can't emphasize it enough, but that exam, it will never determine who you are and what you're worth. It's just a silly piece of paper with a stupid number on it. Because intelligence is measured in so many ways. You know? You can't put a number on it. Despite the fact that you have idiots going around spouting how big their IQ are. Or is. Yeah, like I said, English is hard. I'm hoping this makes sense, and I'm hoping that you feel a little better, because I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm also feeling pretty beat and very brain dead after studying so much as well. But having you here with me, us just lying here together, I know everything will be okay. Because you believe in me, and I believe in you. I promise it's not the end of the world. It won't be the end of the world if you end up failing an exam. Because you remember me and how I did on that stupid chem exam. I thought I was going to die, but you know, things turned out fine. Just know that I love you, baby. I do. And no matter what you do, remember that I will always, always 100% believe in you. Because I know what you're worth and I know what you're capable of. So please don't let that silly little grade define you, okay? You're going to do fine. I know you will. Now just lay with me. Watch my breathing. And fall asleep with me, okay? I really love you. Good night, baby.